on radio, online and on mobile. This is Sports World on the BBC World Service.
Winston Watts believes he's a man who's taking part in Cool Runnings too. And you can understand why, because there are a number of parallels to be drawn between his real-life experience and that which the film was based on back in 1988. The main similarity is the fight for funding just to be able to get to a competition like the Winter Olympics. In the film, it just took one man to sell his car. In reality, it takes much more, I can tell you. Winston has been constantly on the lookout for cash. He even asked us if we'd be willing to contribute. But money is something they're now not short of. Donations from around the world have not only helped them reach their target of $120,000, they've surpassed that by tens of thousands of dollars. And that should secure the future of the sport in Jamaica. Watts, who put in a large amount of his own money, has been telling us how much it means to have made it to Sochi.
It's very emotional, knowing myself, it was a hard road, from the beginning until today. It's been a hard road, being through a lot of obstacles, with funding. But it's we all face obstacles, so we overcome it. And this is the result that we got, which is qualify for this upcoming games. Well, on track and field, Usain Bolt is the fastest guy, yes, in the world. But when it comes to the ice, you got to talk to me. he did a lot for us. A lot of exposure to the country, a lot of exposure for other athletes in Jamaica. He's really opened a way for us, so that it doesn't matter that we're from a small island, It's you can go there and you can execute and achieve the goal that you set yourself to achieve.
That's Jamaica's bobsled pilot, Winston Watts. I've also been speaking to one of the men who started it all, the pilot of the Jamaican bobsled team of 1988. Now, it was these guys' experience in Calgary which was adapted into the film Cool Runnings. Devin Harris's name was changed to Dereese Bannock by Hollywood. Like his character in the movie, Harris was a runner who changed his sport dramatically and took up bobsledding. He's been telling me how it feels to know that Jamaica are back for the first time since 2002 and that his legacy has continued.
Extremely proud. Faced some serious challenges to get to this point, and I think in true Jamaican bobsled spirit, they have overcome, they pushed forward, and now they're on the verge of being in the Olympic Games.
So what is the Winter Olympic experience like for a Jamaican then?
Like none other, incredibly special. As you can imagine, as you know, Jamaica has been bred on some really high excellent, I should say, Olympic performances, and in the Summer Olympics, of course. And now we have a chance as Winter Olympians to add to that legacy.
And of course, it was your experience, Devin, that was made into that Hollywood film, Cool Runnings. I suppose that started it all. That's why we're still interested in Jamaican bobsledding.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I think the major part, Steve, is the fact that so many people from around the world really relate to the Jamaican bobsled experience, i.e., four guys who decide to go pursue this impossible dream. And I think we remind them of those dreams that they have that they felt were impossible. And the fact that we pursued ours, resonates with them and encourages them to pursue theirs.
And what about advice? What advice would you give the guys then, Devin?
Well, first of all, I don't think most people realize this, but Winston is actually an Olympic veteran. This is going to be his fourth Olympics. Marvin is his first, but even so, my advice to them is to enjoy the experience. You're going to have a chance to meet people from all over the world who, under normal circumstances, you would not have met. It's a really special occasion. And then, of course, to compete like madmen. That's the primary reason why you're there, to compete and compete hard.
On radio, online and on mobile, this is Sports World on the BBC World Service.